five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five-alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it.
Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire, fire. Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins at the fire in the storage loft where a few minutes ago, Tim penetrated the smoke and flames on the stairway in order to bring down a friend of his from the engine company who had been overcome by smoke. From then on, he had been busy with the inhalator trying to revive Andy Parker. It was this fact that had kept Tim from the beating his buddies had taken and left him fresh and ready for the surprise assignment Chief Cody is about to spring. What that was, we'll see right after this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins near the rescue company truck, where Tim is putting away the inhalator used to revive his friend Andy Parker, who had been overcome by smoke. For the moment, Tim had completely forgotten the question in his mind since he arrived at the fire. Why had the chief indicated it was dangerous to use water on the bales of rags burning on the second floor? But he's about to be reminded of it in a very personal way, as Chief Cody said.
With that back wall blazing up there, we've still got a fire on our hands, as Lieutenant Dillon here can tell you.
That's only too true, Chief.
Yes, but I don't understand, sir. The lieutenant ordered his men out of the first floor, and you said the rescue company would be out those windows and down the ladder soon.
That's right, Tim.
Well, then may I ask, sir, who's going to relieve them?
You and me, Tim. I hate to ask you, but you and I are about the only ones who've had it easy so far.
Oh, well, sure, sir, but why should you?
Well, this is a job I wouldn't ask anybody else to do.
But the job must be almost done, Chief. If the fire's out of those bales of rags up there, that means tons of water have already soaked that room down.
That's the danger, Andy. Remember our talk, Tim?
Well, yes, sir, but nothing happened, Chief. How can you say using water on this fire was dangerous, sir?
By now, those bales of rags have soaked up three times their normal weight in water.
Chief Cody checked with the building inspector, Collins. That's a terrific load for that floor to bear.
Oh, yes, that room was piled high with bales and... Oh, I get it. Using water has made it possible that that floor might collapse under the weight.
That was a chance we had to take from the beginning. No one can say how the fire has weakened the floor structure. That's the chance we have to take. It's kind of ironic, isn't it, Tim? That water, not fire, may endanger our lives. That's the chance somebody has to take now.
We'll take it in our stride, Chief, whenever you say the word.
You'll need another man, won't you, Chief Cody?
To handle the hose from the ladder, yes. The lieutenant...
Lieutenant Dillon will pardon me, I wasn't thinking of him, sir.
Great Scott, Andy. You came within an inch of losing your life a few minutes ago. It hasn't been for Tim Collins here.
Well, that's why I'd kind of like to tag along now, sir. Two men can't handle a situation like you've got on the second floor. I owe Tim a favor.
I can't order any more men.
I'm volunteering, sir.
Well, I don't know. What do you say, Lieutenant?
I think Andy's out in the speed and he doesn't know it.
Oh, gosh, sir. I've spent half my time at this fire unconscious. Don't you think I've had enough rest? I'm fresher than Collins any day.
Now, that's a fact, sir. And the chief would have me polishing brass, Andy, if I put up half this argument back.
Okay, Andy, you win. Come along, both of you. And no more wisecrack. You save your strength for what's ahead. You'll need it.
A moment later, Tim and his friend Andy Parker follow the chief up the ladder and climb over the sill into the second floor of the loft. Heavy, solid masses can be dimly seen. They are the bales of rags so wet down and sodden as to be hardly recognizable. The three men slosh their way through ankle-deep water, following the hose right up to the nozzle where a group of exhausted rescue company men are playing at stream on a blazing wall at the far end. Then, one by one, the tired firemen stumble back toward Lieutenant Dillon at the window and down the ladder, until only the chief and the two younger men are left.
Now look, boys.
Yes, sir.
We stand a chance of getting out of here alive, only if we work fast and efficiently.
I don't see how we can leave until that blazing wall is out, Chief.
First thing you know, that'll spread the next door.
What can we do, sir?
Well, listen to me, and I'll make firefighters out of you yet. Now, hang on to that nozzle, Tim.
Yes, sir.
And Andy, go back a few yards and drag this hose forward.
Right. It's pretty hot where we are, Chief. You think we can work our way any closer to the fire?
I do. We'll crawl right up on top of it and give it everything we have. Lieutenant, get some men on that ladder with you. Feed us as much line as you can.
Yes. I've got some slack, Chief. We can move a few yards ahead right now.
Good. All right, Tim, tug.
Yes, sir.
Tug. That's it. Now we're moving up.
Yes, sir, a little too close for comfort. Some of those bales are still ablaze up ahead. A lot of smoke.
We'll take care of that, son. Andy, get on that nozzle with Tim now.
Okay. You know what I think? They ought to spend so much time on those bales of rags. They'll let this wall get away from them.
I guess this is as close as we can get. No. Crouch down. Never mind the water. We'll crawl still closer.
Crawl, Chief? Yeah. The water's so deep on the floor, I can practically swim.
I can't say I like the looks of it after you told me the danger of those bales soaking it up, Chief.
We're going to be out of here before you know it, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Now open the control valve and that nozzle pull.
Yes, sir.
Hang on to it, though, you two. It'll kick like a steer.
Wow! How do you like that pressure, Tim?
Never mind admiring the equipment, boys. Swing the stream over to the left a bit.
Yes, sir.
You see where that solid sheet of flame seems to be reaching out for it?
Yes, sir. I got you, Chief. Come on, Andy. Yeah. Let's hit it.
Let's get rid of some of this smoke. Aim her toward the ceiling now.
Right, Jim.
That's it. That's it. Higher, higher.
Yeah, brother, that spray coming back down on us now sure feels good.
Yeah, it was getting kind of hot. Yeah.
Now hold it there a minute.
Yes, sir.
It'll cool the ceiling. Lower the temperature of the air and gas. Give us a chance to move in still closer.
I knew there was a catch. The chief was full of tricks.
Yeah. Come on, Andy. Drag the line up closer and we'll hit the heart of that fire again.
You got it, son. You pick your own time.
Yes, sir. Okay. I bring that stream down off the ceiling with me, Andy.
All right.
And it right into the middle of it again.
That's it, boys. See where that bright yellow section is darkening to red? It's dimming a bit already. Well, hold it in that section.
Doggone it. I think we're beginning to lick this. The chief's a mighty man, a handy man to have around, ain't there?
You said it, Andy. They still got a lot to learn.
Ah, you're doing fine. Doing fine, both of you. Cut that nozzle valve a minute, though, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I want to check on something.
Right. Well, that section is still smoldering, Chief, but it's under control, no question about that.
Well, we hit it with all the water we had. Good for the fire, bad for us.
Huh?
Bad? How come, sir?
If there were any dry bales of rags at this end, Andy, there aren't now. That steam was spraying down on them as well as us, don't forget.
Yeah, I suppose they've soaked up four times their normal weight by now.
Listen, I thought I heard that a second ago.
That's the sound of timber giving away somewhere around here.
Fine, just what we need. Where do we go from here?
Back along this line to the window and fast.
Yes, sir.
Drop that nozzle, Tim. Come on.
Come on, sir. I guess we can all drag it out after we get on the ladder.
Watch your step, boys.
Yes, sir.
The water in here is ankle deep. It's only too easy to slip.
I've got that same feeling you get skating on thin ice.
Yeah.
Like it was going to crack under you any minute.
There's the window over there to your left, Andy.
We better climb over this row of bales.
Yeah.
Quicker that way. Come up. Let me give you a hand, Chief.
Okay, Andy. You make it all right, Tim?
Yes, sir. Slippery, though. This stuff has been soaked into a solid mass.
I guess you'll never forget what I said about water sometimes being more dangerous than the fire itself.
Hurry up, Chief. If that floor isn't sagging, I'll eat my helmet.
Right with you, Lieutenant. You're first, Andy. Over that sill and onto the ladder, pronto.
All right. Let me give you a hand there, young fella. All right. There you are.
You next, Tim, and then a... Hey, Tim, where'd you go?
I got my foot caught between two bales, Chief. Don't worry. I can work them loose. Go ahead. I'm getting it now.
You sure you're all right now?
Better.
I can see him coming. No time to waste, Chief. Now you're next. Under the ladder.
All right.
Come on.
Look out, son. Look out. He's giving way. Hurry, Chief. Hurry.
Before the horrified eyes of Chief Cody and the lieutenant clinging to the ladder outside the building, the floor within gives way under the tremendous weight of the water-soaked bales. They stare dully through the window at empty space within.
They... The back wall gave way.
I think the floor broke through first. The weight of the bales, the heavy timbers, the masonry, it's all plunged down through the street floor.
And in that rubble down there below, buried under the weight of it.
Poor Tim. And he went down with it.
Yeah. Clear to the basement. Now he's buried. Buried under tons of this stuff.
As Chief Cody stares at the ruins of the collapsed building, he hates to think what has happened to Tim. He knows in his heart how slim the chances are for any human being to remain alive under the tons of heavy material that must have buried Tim Collins. To learn what happened, be sure to be on hand for your next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But right now, let's listen to this message. And now, Fire Chief Cody with a word for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. I'd like to talk for a moment to those of you who have gas heaters in your home, or perhaps what they call gas logs in your fireplace. Never take a chance of creating your own gas chamber. Don't close a room up completely when you're heating with gas. It's always wise to keep a window open slightly. Or if you'll remember that, you'll reduce any chance of accident. That's all for now. Until next time, this is Chief Cody saying so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.